WMFO Medford 91.5 Medford. I'm your host, Jimmy Hot Rod Lincoln, and we're just getting a few things sorted out here before we begin. This is Rush, and you're listening to the Dead Letter Office.
Her aching limbs and downcast face aglow with perspiration. Stiff as wire, her lungs on fire with just the briefest pause. Flooding through her memory, the echoes of old applause. And she limps across the floor and closes her bedroom. Stares with glassy eyes, defies the empty page. It is white, his face is lined and streaked with tears of rage. 30 years ago, how the words would flow with passion and precision. Now his mind is darkened all by sickness and indecision. And he stares out the kitchen door, where the sun will rise no more.
Yeah. Just a vision in a dream about a shoe that was walking to the street.
WMFO Medford 91.5. That, of course, was none other than the Butthole Surfers and Shame of Life. Oh, jeez, I love that album. Actually, the one before it was equally good, interesting. Actually, if not even better, and that was Wormhole Saloon. Fun fact, it was produced by none other than John Paul Jones of Led Zeppelin fame. Interestingly enough, though, this particular album, Weird Revolution, was produced by Rob Caravaggio. I know I'm butchering his name. He's actually the guitarist for Volbeat, but I know him more from the short stint he did with Anthrax as their lead guitarist, and let's face it, anything was better than Danny Spitz. Holy cow. For years, Anthrax toiled with a third-rate lead guitar player, so it was actually nice to have somebody competent playing there. So anyway, let's just get you caught up. Yeah, it was a little rough out of the gate. Seems like we're always constantly going through this dance every time we come back. I couldn't get in through the front door, but oddly enough, I could get into the studio. So just keep a window open and I'll find my way in. We kicked off the well, it wasn't really the top of the hour, but we started it off with Rush and Losing It off of Signals. And then, of course, another classic, which was none other than Roxy Music, Out of the Blue from Country Life. And again, one of my favorite albums, too, was Faith No More doing Strip Search, and that was from Album of the Year. So today is going to be freeform in its most freest of all forms, because I got busy and had no idea where we're going with today. I was actually leaning very heavily towards country. We will be playing some Blackberry Smoke a little bit later. I've been totally digging on the band lately. There's just so many songs that they've had. They've been around for a while now, and I'm not sure how it is I'm just hearing about them now, but there's just a lot of stuff. I might even play a three-pack just to treat you guys at the top of the hour. But for the short term, we've got a lot of rockers to play. We've got Chicken Foot coming up. You know, I'm surprised. If there was ever a band that was made for radio, it's them. But we very rarely hear very much from them, which is too bad, because that's a super band fronted by Sammy Hagar. You've got Chad Smith on drums from the Chili Peppers. Michael Anthony, formerly of Van Halen. Boy, did they give him the short end of the stick. And then, of course, Sammy Hagar leading it all off. Joe Satriani is the guitarist there. So if you ever get a chance, I can't play the version of Highway Star that they do, because unfortunately there's just too many swears during the song. But YouTube it. I like it much better than the original. Some folks will always say that the original was the best, but you were wrong. So anyway, let's get back to the music. We're going to kick off this next round with Michael Schenker on guitar while he was in UFO, and this is Lights Out. You're listening to Jimmy Lincoln on WMFO. This is the Dead Letter Office.
Hey, this is Scruffy Wallace, the Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Company always on the run, a destiny. Oh, it's the rising sun. I was born a shotgun. That's why they call me.